Line to talk with Mark Reinstein. He's the executive director of the Mental Health Association for Michigan. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Wanted to talk with you about the autism bills that have been the talk of the state. There are many who are worried and concerned that mental health challenges weren't addressed with these bills. Talk about that.
Yes, we are certainly among those who are concerned. We're very pleased for youth and families experiencing autism, but there are many more people experiencing mental illnesses than experiencing autism. The costs to not only those individuals and families, but to society as a whole, of untreated and inadequately treated mental illness are great. The costs of doing something about it in terms of insurance parity legislation are minuscule, yet we couldn't get the legislature interested in addressing that as the same time as they addressed autism. You know, one of the things that we heard towards the end of the action on the autism bills from some of the powers that be was, well, why don't you get a bill introduced? Well, we've had a bill introduced this session. It was introduced early in 2011, Senate Bill 50. It was introduced before any of the autism bills. It specifically stated in its language that it was including autism spectrum disorders. A number of previous legislative sessions, we've had bills introduced. So we have certainly done that, and we will continue to keep trying to do that.
Well, when talking about this issue, I brought this up to Lieutenant Governor Callie when he was on the program last week, and he told me that there were several different bills that included mental health, but they couldn't get passed the committee in the House and in the Senate. So they thought that they would just go ahead and make sure that these autism bills got in and got through, and then he would revisit mental health. What's your response to that?
Well, first of all, the Senate bill that we have this session that was introduced in early 2011, the powers that be have never let it have a committee hearing. It's simply sitting in committee, and they've never taken one whit of action on it. We will take the Lieutenant Governor at his word that he is interested in looking at mental health parity separately. We will take the Senate Majority Leader at his word that he's interested in looking at that separately, and several legislators told us the same thing. And we will sit down with the powers that be soon and with a number of legislators and talk about what can be done and what will be done, if anything, about moving something forward for all other brain disorders beyond just autism spectrum disorders.
You know, Mark, you mentioned that with the amount of people who suffer these disorders and what it costs, it'd be more cost-effective to try and help these folks than let the system work the way it is. Do you think that the legislators don't understand that, or do you think they just truly to ignore this segment of the population?
I think it's all over the place. In terms of legislative action or inaction. I think some don't fully understand, so we've got to do a better job there. I think there's still tremendous stigma out there about mental illnesses, and it's too easy for some people in our society to dismiss them. We also have to recognize that we have some incredibly powerful opponents on this, the business community, including the Chamber of Commerce, and what many people find surprising, I don't anymore because I've been dealing with it so long, the UAW. And so even some of the legislators who understand what's really going on this issue and are sympathetic, they're afraid to cross those powerful interests. So you put all those things together, it's a very difficult task, but we're not going to give up.
So what do you do to get your message across, because what you've tried hasn't worked the way you'd like it to?
That's a very good question. I think we have to use the momentum that for attention that mental illnesses and mental health parity got during this debate, and not let that dissipate. I think we have to keep that momentum up through activity in the media, through grassroots contact with legislators. We have to go back and have some serious discussions with the Senate Majority Leader, the Speaker, the Governor's Office. We will also probably try to get a matching bill to Senate Bill 50 introduced in the House. And I think maybe we need to do more publicly about who all is opposed to these bills, and maybe try to put some pressure through public education on the entities that always work so hard to block these bills.
All right. Thanks so much, Mark. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you, and thanks for your interest in this issue. Mm-hmm.